We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this last day of Pledge Week. We only have Well, we have an hour and 40 minutes left, and folks, on this pledge week. So we need to hear from you. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Again, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have about an hour and 40 minutes to try to stay on the air because, well, that's how much we have time left to try to raise enough to stay on the air for the next month. Okay, so the phone lines are open. Give us a call. Help us out if you can. We have with us tonight, being Friday night, none other than first of all, let me start in the back in the boiler room. I got a bunch of folks back there locked in the room waiting to hear your phone calls, okay? And there's Bob and Ron and Eric, and Eric's wandering all around, okay? And we got Randy back there, too, locked in that back room. And then between us and them, there's none other than the courageous one. Say hello, courageous one.
Good evening, everybody.
And then you're about to hear a cackle. Go ahead, cackle. Go on. Lock and load, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. Now, after all that, we got way out yonder in Texas, see? Wearing that 10-gallon hat, wearing them cowboy boots out there. And, looking for a horse that will hold him. None other than Big John McTernan.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I went native out here, and I've decided to chew. I got a big chew in my mouth now.
No kidding.
Day's work.
All right.
Well, thank you for the nice introduction. And I told my wife if she ever caught me chewing, she could shoot me.
All righty, there you go. Well, we have a whole lot to cover tonight. Now, you know, we're talking about Lauren Boebert.
Yes.
She's a Christian nationalist. Well, you know, the article that you sent me, we tried to get, they won't let me open it. Every time I go to open the article, an ad will pop up. It will not let me open the article, okay? And so I'm going to have you talk about that, but it goes right along with what's coming our way, what they want to do. Now, I've been hearing some things from some folks telling me that that you know they have a list and they're going after people on the list, and pretty sure that I'm on that list. You know, for the takedowns by the communist deep state. So anyhow, with that, you know, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to keep on keeping on. There ain't no quit. There ain't no quit here in this ministry. It's not over with till we win. Right, Big John?
Amen, Pastor Ernie.
Okay.
Look, their goal is to utterly destroy America, to destroy anything associated with God and the Word of God. So you either stand now, or they'll get you the next day or the month after. Or I mean, if you don't stand, then you'll have to renounce everything you believe to try and appease them.
Yeah.
So you got to stand. You have no choice but to stand against evil.
And when they come after me, boy, will they be disappointed when they find out that you were the real brains behind the outfit anyhow. And they got the wrong guy, huh?
No, keep that quiet.
Alrighty. Okay. Can you go to Revelation 17 in your mechanical Bible?
Yeah, the whore of Babylon.
Yeah, because this is what we're up against. This is exactly what we are up against. We are fighting.
Well, yeah, we're up against a religious system, and which is going to be really developing in a political system, Pastor.
We're going to play a little piece later on. I forgot to tell the board up on the Pope, and I'll tell you when to do that, okay, what he's up to. But start there in Revelation chapter 17. Read verses 1 through 6.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. And I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made to drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And I saw her, and I wondered with great admiration.
All right. That word there, people should know, for admiration was astonishment. It means astonishment. That's the word we use for astonishment. It's not the word we use for admiration today. But now, so, John, why do you think that it's referring to the woman as the great harlot, okay? It's got to do with a seductive nature. So this seductive nature, what do you think? It's a government that uses certain means to seduce people. How would that apply, do you think, to our government today?
Well, it would apply with them, with the government, what would be the word, encouraging sin, and also the money. The government, through vast amounts of the economy or the federal budgets in the trillions of dollars, and they're able to seduce people to do their will by basically bribing them in many, many, many ways, Pastor Ernie. And then they're promoting all sorts of sex sins, transgender, homosexuality, whatever the LGBTQ XYZ movement embraces, that's what the government is behind now. So it's the government. But when we look at this, we have the harlot, and it talks about she's hooked up with someone else. And that someone else, Pastor Ernie, is the political system, which is headed up by the Antichrist. So here in Revelation chapter 7, we have, well, it says it right in verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And they talks about the beast. In verse 3.
Was it just the political system, or is there another system? There's three systems to Babylon. Yeah. The third is the economic system. So the whore, the religious system, has entered into a confederacy with the political and the economic. You might call it an adulterous affair.
Yes, yes. Chapter 18 deals with the economic system. And this one here is dealing with the marriage of the political and the economic system. But the dangerous, what this is so dangerous about is it'll accept anything in this system except true faith in Jesus Christ. They will not allow that, Pastor Ernie. They, in fact, they are, when you look at verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken. I mean, that's like in a stupor. With the blood of the saints, that's the religious system backed up by the political system, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
And so when we take a look at this here today, and it says here that, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colored and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was written a name, Mr. Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. Now, so to seduce it, would you say a government that offers to take taxpayers' money from one group of people and pay off the college debts of another?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just a symptom of what this system is. And, that's a symptom, Pastor Ernie, of it.
So would you say that it's a system that offers, seduces people with all of this free money, COVID money and all of these things, and it makes it more profitable for people not to work than to work, to destroy an economy by doing that? It's using it.
It's a broad spectrum, Pastor Ernie. And you take like COVID-19 now, and the way it works is a lot of these hospitals and colleges get huge grants to do research and a lot of other things. So the federal government there, probably through Fauci and them, tell these researchers, well, we're going to cut your money off, or we want you to find this, or there'll be no more grants for you. So it can become very, very manipulative, very corrupt, Pastor Ernie. The pharmaceuticals can do the same thing because there's like hundreds of billions of dollars involved. So they're able to entice whole companies to do what they want them to do, or they'll lose billions of dollars.
So then you would see them going into hospitals and bringing people in, no matter what they come in there. I mean, they could come in with a broken foot, and they're going to be diagnosed as having COVID, and then they're going to be put on respirators. They're going to be given remdesivir, and they're going to be killed. They're going to kill them off with this, but there's a huge amount of money that the insurance company will pay if that person is given remdesivir, even if it kills the person off. And so, these things are taking place. These are things that are for real that's happening in our society. The amount of money that planned predators, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean, they're getting billions of dollars from the communist Chinese to take the aborted babies and send their DNA over to the to the communist Chinese so that they can make bioweapons that can kill off certain types of people, about planned predators making tons of money, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean, creeping, crawling death that walks the face of the earth, kill more human beings than any army. And so you would say that that would be a part of, in her hand, full of the abominations of the filthiness of her fornication. So you think that would apply?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. All of that, that's in, all that corruption, all that's in rebellion against God, that's in that that intoxicating wine of her fornication.
All righty. Hang on, folks. The pledge line's open. So far, we haven't had one pledge tonight. So far, we have not had one pledge come in tonight at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right. What do you call that thing that she's holding up? Okay, here you go. We have a tote bag, folks, and on that tote bag in bright colors, it tells you America needs Jesus. America, it's a big tote bag, a great big tote bag. Now, here it is. For a donation of $1,000 or more, one donation of $1,000 or more, this great big tote bag, we're going to fill it full of things like the books from Dr. Glidden, like a thing from Wendy, like my CDs, just all kinds of the goodies, like the little red book. We're gonna fill this book. It's gonna be a real grab bag, if you will, treasure chest of things that we have for a donation of $1,000 or more. We gotta have it because those things are very expensive. So that's item number one tonight. Offer number one at 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. Everybody's sitting. We got a full room waiting to take your calls. We've got about 1 hour and 30 minutes left in tonight's radio program to get enough to stay on your station. And we're really trying. I can honestly say, and John McTernan, you know, Jen, we can honestly say that in all of these 50 years on air, we have never given it anything less than our very best. I can honestly say that I have run a good race, I've fought a good fight, and I've given it my very, very best. And I got to tell you, there's things that are happening out there. John, have you noticed something? You know how we've always continuously here the last few years where they've always tried to take us down. We've had jamming and the jitters and all these different things continuously. Well, all of a sudden that has stopped, John, for about the past month. It's kind of like quiet before the storm. And I've been wondering what is happening, what's going on out there. And, well, I've been hearing some things, but I am not at liberty to talk about it just yet on the air. So, folks, You better help us while you can, because we may not be here that long. We have a target on us. Okay, Barbara in Georgia pledges 100. Oh, wait a minute. Did I miss some? Oh yeah. Okay. Sarah in Michigan pledges 10. Barbara in Georgia 100, and Connie in Minnesota pledges 500. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we got to start. We're finally getting some pledges coming in. Now, John, I want you to do this because what we were reading, and I can't pull it up there. They won't let me pull it up on this thing. But I want you to pull up the, read the article about, let me see here, about Lauren Boebert is a Christian nationalist, experts say.
Yeah. Before we get to that, I just want to read a couple of headlines, Pastor Ernie, and lead into this. It was a couple of weeks ago, Biden made that speech and said that anyone involved in MAGA is a terrorist. Any like real conservative, whether you belong to MAGA or not, you're the enemy now. We're terrorists and all, which was direct. It was calling for like a civil war. I mean, we're the enemy of the government. So, I mean, we knew that day was going to come because of the evil. So following up on that, someone in your state, Pastor Ernie, and I think he's a congressman, Tim Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Tim Ryan, tomorrow President Trump is going to come right into Tim Ryan's backyard here. And I don't think it's going to end very well for Mr. Tim Ryan, but he's a communist to the bone. But go ahead.
Well, he gave a speech, and I'm quoting, "Democrats, Republicans, and Independents must kill and confront the Make America Great, the populist nationalist movement." Now, he used the word kill, and he hasn't, like, backed off it. He's gone silent. He hasn't backed off it. They're using the word kill now, Pastor Ernie, in a political sense. Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii issues call to arms because of the debating about the abortion ban. So it's no more niceties. Now, it never was nice with those people, but the aggression now. Now, they're right on the edge, Pastor Ernie, of giving their followers there the green light to get violence. Kill and confront is this Tim Ryan. And then Democrat Hank Johnson alleges American parents descend on school board meetings like January 6 protesters. And they're beating that drum again that if you stand against the corruption, I mean, if you want to, you're a parent and you don't want your child exposed to all of the horrors of transgenderism and homosexuality and abortion and all of that, you're a terrorist, Pastor Ernie. So they're picking up on what Biden said now. They're beating the drum against us. And the reason is that is so dangerous is that's exactly what both the Nazis and the communist Russians and Chinese did when they wanted to eliminate people in their society. They begin to target them, marginalize them, saying how dangerous they were. And of course, we know the classic is the Nazis with the Jews. So the Nazis spent, Pastor Ernie, about, I'm going to say 7 years, maybe a little more, because they were going after the Jews before Hitler came in power. We'll say about 7 years before they actually started the Final Solution. So they were constantly in the media, every angle, every time, denigrating the Jews, marginalizing them, saying all the problems of Germany were caused by the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. Well, I've been waiting for that here. And it's really starting now. It's been a little sporadic, but Biden gave that speech, how we're the enemies of the state and all, and we're violent. Pastor Ernie, you know, I mean, this is amazing when you listen to this and think of reality. How many cities, Pastor Ernie, have you been involved in burning down?
Well, you say, put it this way, I've never killed a baby. I've never killed over 150 million babies. I haven't killed elderly people with euthanasia. And yeah, you're right, I haven't burned down any cities like burn, right, loot, and murder, or what they call Black Lives, right, Matter, or Antifa. And, you know, I never had what's a Kamala Harris go ahead and bail me out of prison or jail for burning down cities so I could go out and burn down some more. Remember what Karl Marx says, always accuse your opposition. Always accuse your opposition. Always accuse your opposition of doing, right, what you're doing.
Right. So he, in that speech, he actually put on us what they're doing. They switched from all the evil that they did, they tried to put on us and marginalize us. So that's what's going on, Pastor Ernie. Now, that's the lead-in to this article, and it's from the Denver Post. And the headline is Lauren Boebert. Now, she's a
okay.
congresswoman.
Okay, you're right up against a break right now. So hang on to that, and we'll come back right after this break. And the phone lines are open, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Bob in New Jersey pledges 50, and Robert in New Jersey pledges 50. Now, the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true. There was never anything that He couldn't do. My faith in Him never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him, I now abide. For history is just His story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it His way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. He did it His way. He's doing it His way. And in the end, He's going to get His way. And all of you Deathocrats out there, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to end well for you. God makes it clear. He doesn't stutter. He says, repent or perish. And boy, I'm going to tell you, you might not have much time left to repent. It could hit you pretty fast. So we're going to go, we have joining us right now, pro-life activist from Michigan Right to Life, Brad Smith.
Hey, how's it going, Pastor Ernie?
It's going okay, Brad. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well tonight.
Okay. Was that you that called me just before the program?
No.
Okay. I got a call just before the program. I didn't have time to talk, and the voice, it sounded a lot like you. Now, say hi to John McTernan.
Hello, Brad. God bless you.
Well, Brad, we're going to, John is just telling us what's taking place because, you know, we are in life. And we saw what happened on January 6th. We saw what happened to Miss Babbitt and others. They were murdered. They were murdered out there. And now what we were talking about is an article that's in the Denver Post and about what is taking place about these Christians, these that are really supposed to be pretty dangerous people, these Christians here. And so go ahead, John, pick it up where you left off with Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, the problem I have is it's a real long article. I mean, they were really laying it out in the paper, and I can only go through a little of it. But I want to everybody to understand they're actually, Pastor Ernie, for the most part, telling the truth about what we believe. And so they're telling the truth, and then they're calling it now Christian nationalism. It's religious and political and social. And Christian nationalism, they're trying to alert their readers. You know, and I don't think today many people probably read the Denver Post. It's probably a hardcore, and they're alerting them like Biden did in that speech 2 or 3 weeks ago, saying that we were 50% of Americans were terrorists. So what the article says here, it leads off by saying U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert, pattern of pushing for a religious takeover of America and spreading falsehoods about the 2020 presidential election and warning of an impending judgment day amounts to Christian nationalism, religious, political, and social experts say. So what they're bringing out, Pastor Ernie, they're going to attack her for the 2020 election being fraudulent, and she doesn't back down. She promotes it. So they want to stop anybody that is promoting what happened, the truth about what's happened. And this is quoting her. It's time for us to position ourselves and rise up and take our place in Christ and influence this nation as we are called to do, Boebert. And then it tells the town she's from, told the crowd, which responded with applause. We know that we are in the last days, Boebert added later. This is the time to know that you were called to be part of these last days. You get to have a role in ushering in the second coming of Jesus. Pretty good, Pastor Ernie. You know, I didn't follow her that closely, but I like what she's talking about, the coming of the Lord and all that. And we got to stand up to his coming.
Have you ever seen her?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a very small, little fiery little woman. She is, you know, really, I tell you, I you know, I've never met her, but I just really love her. She's a very feisty little woman, and she's going around, and she carries a gun on her and scares the Deathocrats to death. And I know that AOC is very, very afraid of her because, you see, people like AOC and these others, they have no problem with killing innocent babies, okay?
Right, right.
But they're such hypocrites. They are such hypocrites. They of course they fear for their own worthless hides. But again, so she's she reminds me a lot of that Marjorie Greene, the very feisty, but the spirited women, the kind of women that make good wives and mothers. Anyhow, because they love life.
There's a picture of her in the article in church, and she's standing there with her husband, and she's got her hand raised, praising the Lord, and on her hip, she's got an open carry, and she's a little woman, and she's not carrying a .22, Pastor Ernie. I can't tell what it is, but with the holster, it's pretty big, whatever it is. But, so they go on here, and again, there's so much, it's hard to do. I'll give you some of the highlights here. Bobbert's comments Friday served as a dog whistle for violence, said Anita Butler, chief of the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Religious Studies, especially in the context of the Congresswoman's penchant for firearms and her framing the issue around the November elections. So what they're doing is they're making this all political, and they're trying to say how dangerous we are. We're a very dangerous movement. Now the apocalypse is because of, this is quoting this professor, is because we don't get our people in. It's an apocalypse, Butler said. She's posing with guns and talking about the apocalypse. So the article continually does that, Pastor Ernie. And I don't know how much time you want to spend on it.
Well, no, we're going to be, we have Brad Smith with us here now because
yeah, that's what I
mean. We're going to be moving on some other things. And I wanted to read out of Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 33 and 34. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Now, we're talking about the great whore of Babylon using seductive ways to get her whoredom done. And this is what's happened. We've seen this. These women, these pro-death women, are whorish women. They're very whorish women. I've had to, when we were in Washington, D.C. there on January 7th, in January 2017, we saw them out there topless. Over the years, they're some of the most vulgar women you ever want to come across. I mean, their language is very vulgar, and they're very whorish women, these pro, what they call pro-choice women. Now, here, the next verse says this, also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon these. In other words, God is telling them, look, he didn't even have to look upon their hearts to see their sin. Their sin is with their own mouths. They condemn themselves with their own mouth. They're bloodthirsty. Just like it says that the whore of Babylon, her cup was filled with the blood of the martyrs. And that's exactly what these women are like in the days of Solomon, where you had the two whores that were one rolled over on top of the other's baby, or on her own baby, and killed it, and then took the other woman's baby. Well, that's how these women are. The one whore would rather both babies die. I mean, they're all about death. There's nothing there but evil and wickedness in these people. So anyhow, with that, I wanted to say this before we get into what's happening in Michigan. Here in Ohio, we have a pro-death Hamilton County judge blocks the heartbeat bill. Now, there are people, Jan Porter, myself, a number of us worked very, very hard. A number of good people worked very, very hard. We really worked hard to pass the heartbeat bill. And here you have this Judge Jenkins. Now, Christian Jenkins, Christian. Judge Jenkins, you need to change your name. You need to get Christian out of your name. Because, see, Judge Jenkins says that they found an Ohio Constitution, that an Ohio Constitution, it says a woman has a right to kill her baby. Judge Jenkins, that's a lie. Judge Jenkins, that is a lie, and it's told by a liar. And Judge Jacobs, let me tell you something. I want you to know, you pro-death people, you people that find no problem killing innocent children. The blood of those children is crying out right now and bearing witness against you, Judge Christian Jenkins. The blood of those innocent babies is bearing witness against you before Almighty God. And Judge Jenkins, I'm going to tell you this, and listen, you better hear, because when you hear this, okay, I'm just a messenger. The message comes from God. Repent or you'll perish. Repent of that. You are blood guilty, because what he just did is he put a stay on the heartbeat bill for 14 days, enough time to kill a lot of babies by lying, by telling a horrible bloody lie that in the Ohio Constitution gives the woman a right to kill her babies. There you go. So now, I wanted to say this. Let me see where we're at. We want to go anonymous. Do we have two anonymouses? Are they?
Yes.
Okay, we have anonymous one pledges 200. Anonymous two pledges 200. Ken in Missouri, 1,000. He gets the bag. Okay. And he challenges others, five others to match him to get that tote bag. So we got four tote bags left. We're going to put Lisa in one of those tote bags. Okay. You hear that cackle, folks? That's Lisa. Okay. All right. Very good. I see where we're at now. Okay. So right now we still need 3,800. 3,800. We are short 3,800 of our goal for tonight. So, folks, there you go. Somebody out there wants to donate 3,800. I'll be happy. I really will. All right. Now, let's switch over to Brad Smith. And Brad, you've come to tell us you are a pro-life activist there in Michigan, and they're up to some real mischief there, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. We've got everything going on here. So you just got one judge. We actually have two judges that have – so before I get into that, let me explain where Michigan sits. We're in a little bit more of a unique position from most of the other states, because we actually had a law in place before Roe was overturned that was passed in 1846, banning abortion. It was redone just a little bit, updated. You know, they redid some of the enforcement mechanisms in 1931 and re-strengthened the law. And so that law has been in existence that entire time, that abortion is outlawed completely in Michigan, except for, you know, actual case of the mother's life. It was challenged in court, and actually, this is interesting, because it was challenged after Roe versus Wade was overturned. And the Michigan Supreme Court, and it was like 4 months after it was overturned, and the Michigan Supreme Court came back and said, well, our law is still enforced, and it's still in existence, and it still is in effect. It's just unenforceable while Roe v. Wade is in place. So we still have this law that's been ruled upon, and then it was challenged in the mid-90s, and it was upheld then in the Court of Appeals. So all along, it's won, and they've established clearly there's no right to abortion in the Michigan Constitution. Yet our governor sued to try and stop enforcement of the law, and we had another lawsuit from Planned Parenthood who went to court and said, hey, this is unconstitutional because there's a right to abortion in the Michigan Constitution, which doesn't exist. The really funny part of this is that the same group, Planned Parenthood, formed an organization called Reproductive Freedom for All with the ACLU of Michigan and another group called Michigan Voices. They formed this group, and they filed to start a ballot petition to put a constitutional amendment in the Michigan Constitution to make abortion a legal constitutional right in Michigan. Go figure that. They challenge it to say there is a constitutional amendment in the Constitution, while at the same time filing for a constitutional amendment to actually be put in the Constitution because they know it's not in there. And we have a judge that worked for Planned Parenthood in the mid-90s. she actually was involved in the case and lost in that case in the Court of Appeals back in the mid-90s. And now she's the lawyer who put the first temporary injunction against our law. I mean, this woman should have recused herself. She obviously is biased. She is a donor to Planned Parenthood.
They don't have the honor. Look, those same people, the judges with Trump and this whole thing with the Mar-a-Lago and all of these judges do not have the decency, the integrity, or the honor. These judges are corrupt from to the bone.
They're
absolutely lawless.
Yeah, and so here she is. She put a temporary injunction on this, and it took a little while, but an appellate court set of judges came back and said, no, actually, you can't do that. This is enforceable. It was enforceable for 7 hours in the state before a judge in Oakland County, a leftist judge here, in a different case, said, I'm sorry, but you county prosecutors, you cannot enforce this law. So he put an injunction against it. And before you know it, Judge Gleichner, I mess her name up all the time, she comes back, the first judge, she comes back after being smacked down by the appellate court, and she puts a permanent injunction. After they told her that she couldn't put a temporary injunction, she puts a permanent injunction against the law. So that's kind of where we are from that standpoint. We're still challenging it. But we have a law that says abortion is illegal completely in Michigan. We have one of the best laws in the country, believe it or not. And it's been that way. Under Michigan law, abortion has actually never been legal. So that's where we are with the law part of it. But then we have this. This has just been a concomitant.
Hold it one minute there. I've got to keep these numbers out because this is our pledge week, and we only have about an hour left. 888-281-1110. Folks, right now I'm looking. I don't see any phone lines. Well, yep, here comes one now, I think. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I've got an hour left, and I've got to raise about $3,800. So, okay, go ahead. Gary in Florida pledges $100. Thank you, Gary. Go ahead, Brad.
Sure. So now where we're at is we have this Planned Parenthood who filed for this petition. So in Michigan, we have a unique situation where we can have initiated laws by the citizens. And there's different ways you can do it. Well, the way they decided to do it is they wanted to get enough signatures for a constitutional amendment. So they actually had to get quite a few signatures, 425,000 signatures. And they were really struggling to get anywhere with it until the leak from the Supreme Court. And when the leak came out, suddenly they started getting signatures because people were seeing, oh, my gosh, this could actually happen, right? And then when it overturned, that even helped it more. So they ended up going from struggling to turning in 753,000 signatures. So they were well over the number that they needed to be. And frankly, we thought, you know, okay, well, I mean, we're going to do everything we can to challenge the, you know, see if we can challenge these signatures. But once we saw it, it was like, okay, they've got the signatures. We're going to the ballot. Except then we started looking at the petition that they actually had people sign. And the petition they had people sign didn't match the petition that was approved to sign. It actually has it has 60 mistakes on the back of it. That's the literal language that, by law, you're supposed to take the language on the back of that petition. That is what is supposed to be in the Constitution. And they left out the spaces. All through this thing, they left out spaces. So you have like one big long word. It's just gibberish. It's crazy. You have to sit there and go, okay, what you're trying to figure out what it should say. And yet we challenged that at the Right to Life of Michigan. We challenged that and got it stopped at the Board of Canvassers. They voted it down. But then they took it to the Supreme Court, which we lost in the last election. So the Supreme Court is left-leaning, and they voted to put it on the ballot, regardless of what the law actually said. So, again, we have people not following the law because they just don't care to. So now we're facing a situation where we have a constitutional amendment that is going to be on the November 8th ballot. And we've got to fight that and keep it from going on. And so we're doing everything we can to stop it. But I certainly am looking out going, we're going to need help. So we're going to need help from other states and other friends, because Planned Parenthood has drawn money in from all over the nation. Because this is the way I kind of position it to people, is you got to think about it almost like a presidential campaign. So if they lose Michigan, if the pro-abortion side loses Michigan, they're dead. They're going to lose. They're going to lose the entire election. They can't lose Michigan. And I think we're in that same position. I think if we can beat them here, we can put Planned Parenthood on the run and make them start defending a whole bunch of other places that they wouldn't think they would have to defend. And so we can certainly put a whole lot more pressure on them. And so we're reaching out and going, hey, please help us to beat this. They actually went so extreme with this thing. I mean, it is crazy how extreme they went with this. We will be more extreme than California and New York's laws with what they've done. I mean, you could have a teacher, for example, that could help a student go get a sex change without even the parents having consented or knowing about it under this law. I mean, it's nuts. It's completely nuts.
So under that law, you could kill a child right up until birth and after, right? Like in New York and California?
Yes, and after. So they redefine the point of viability in this, and again, this is a constitutional amendment. This isn't even just changing the law. This is a constitutional amendment that will wipe out every pro-life law that we've ever made in this state. So parental consent laws are gone. I mean, everything, even regulation of abortion clinics are gone. You don't even have to be under this. You don't even have to be a doctor to perform an abortion. And nobody under this amendment, nobody can be prosecuted who's involved in any way with helping and aiding a woman to get an abortion. So literally, you just legalized back alley abortion. I mean, it is nuts.
Yeah. Well, this is the insanity. This is the Lord Jesus said he described it as the days of sorrow. So we are right now live, real time, in the days that God's word, the Bible calls the evil days, the time of the birth pains. We're here now. Now, God has raised us up. The very fact that you're here, the very fact that I'm here, the very fact that John is here, and people out there listening, is God has raised us up. Right now, he has raised us up for such a time as this. So
Amen.
It works this way. We have obligations to him. He has expectations to us. Now, he has told us one can chase 1,000 and two 10,000, and that we're more than conquerors with Christ. So our job is to what? To run to this battle with everything we have. Now, we're coming up to a hard break. When I come back from the break, we'll pick it up right there. But we've got a fight. So, again, we'll be back. We'll do a little bit of commentary. Then I've got a clip I want to play, and then I want you guys to give me some commentary on this clip. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Here it is right now.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.